Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Did we set the date for Oolong Law? I'm not even sure anymore.
I thought it was next week. Sometime next week you're supposed to go there for training, but I still don't have information from them. Let me get to the right page.
Yeah, well, we just got to make sure we get... She just sent something.
Oh, maybe that's what I need.
Okay. Yes, we can activate text messages. We're not even going to go into it. We'll activate it. We'll charge him for it. We'll just add to the charges. I'm done with quoting people on shit. You know what I mean? It's like, yep, we can do it.
Oh, the internal messaging among firm members, that's included in the...
Right.
That's included in ConnectUC.
But will we still be able to receive text messages to the firm number? Yes. We'll just charge them accordingly. Charge them for the... We have to create the campaign.
Yeah. So they just sent over the LOA. But you had said next week... When you would be...
Do we have a specific date? I'm trying to look at stuff. I'm just wanting to make sure I'm staying on top of all this stuff. Because I don't see them listed.
We didn't have a specific date.
Okay. Because then... Perfect. Okay, that's good. That's even better.
Because she had talked about, like, their monthly meeting or their weekly meeting, but then she didn't think that would be good. Let me just double-check my notes, but... Okay, she said, please let us know when to she has. Administrative Staff Intensive Training 9-6-24 for Nehemiah, Rebecca, and Lizbeth. Firm-wide training, approximately 9-17 for the rest of the firm members.
Okay. So for what date now?
9-6.
Okay. And we may be charging them a little more because I give a one-time come out. Okay, so 9-6, yes, what time?
Doesn't say.
All right, we can do in the morning at 9-6. I would prefer the morning. Oh, you'd be proud. I should send you what I should have added you, but I just what I sent to Raby.
Nice.
Robert
can do the training. 9-6 for Nehemiah. What did I say? Nehemiah.
I'm here to help you guys. I'm here to get shit done, but it's like every time we come out and try to fix it, it's a cost. It's not like, oh, you came out once and it didn't get fixed. Well,
let me, what time do you want in the morning on Friday?
Anywhere from 10 a.m. on. And obviously, we have to do something around. And, okay, oh, I was looking at, okay. Oh, shoot. I don't want that. Okay, one of the Comcast bills was for their transport, for their 100 meg fiber line, which we should find out when that ends, because they're paying a lot of money for that.
What are you talking about?
One of the bills they sent us.
I have one bill that has 14 users for Chicago. That's just Chicago. And then I have another bill that has multiple locations. And then I have like a $14 fax charge.
Okay, I have three bills I'm looking at. One is for bandwidth, which is $8.50 plus $30, $8.80. So it's $8.80 plus $34.95 for the equipment. So it's expensive. So I want to get, I'm going to get a 100 meg fiber quote for those guys.
Okay. I'm not quite sure which bill you're referring to because I don't have, the bills I have are $642 and $701.
This is one for $915.
Okay. So.
And I'm going to, yeah, we'll save them money there, too. Okay, so because she sent three bills. Did you see the three bills?
I saw two regular bills and a bill for a fax she said that was for like $14.
No, there's three bills if you open them all up. Two of them look like they're for, one, I'm seeing a whole bunch of phone charges. The other, I'm seeing, there's one for $700.
There's one for $700, there's one for $600. Those are your actual phone charges. Those have all the phone fees on them.
And then the other one for $980.
Does that have the fax service on it?
No, there's no fax on that, but that's just their internet service. So then we're just going to have to add what they're charging for fax service. We'll just add that on the Comcast bill as what, she, you know, in her apples to apples comparison.
Yeah.
So what's nice is that this is 515 North State. You know what, the Chicago, I don't know what that zip code is there at 515 North State. This will be really nice. If I can get that too. And is that maybe in California that they're paying for internet service?
I don't have any internet service on any of these, on the two bills that I'm working with right now.
Okay. In Chicago, I see there is internet, and then there's a, that's what I'm looking at. And
on the $600 bill?
No, the other bill.
Okay, I'm not looking at that bill. I'm looking at the $600 bill and the $700 bill.
Cool. And then what I was thinking of doing is if we added just an additional matrix for these guys, I don't know if this is a smart idea or not, but that we could list phone rental, phone purchase, you know, and just list the phones, CP925.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do that in the email.
Yeah, and then obviously for headsets, it's just purchase only.
Right.
Because headsets, and it's great that they're going to want to buy phones because I think that works out better for us.
I thought you wanted people to rent phones.
Well, here's, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because when they rent the phones, we have to put the upfront cash for it. Rental works in the long haul better, but buying right now, you know what I mean? It buying is almost better for cash flow, if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
Either way works. So did they want to rent or buy? Or did they not say?
They didn't say. Well, she said purchase. She said purchase.
Okay.
And the one email, she said purchase.
Fine.
I'm well, between two different accounts right now, so you're confusing me.
Oh, got it. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you.
So. So I'm just updating the spreadsheet with all of the stuff from that $600 bill, and then I will reconfigure everything.
Okay. 312506. Yeah, and then we'll just port all their numbers for them. That's fine.
Okay.
And I see they do have a fax, at least one fax. All right. Let me know what else you need.
Okay, bye.
Bye.